Back here at Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Broncos TV Live with Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. Now we are happy to be joined by former Broncos wide receiver Vance Johnson. Sports Center, top 10. You already made it, just right there. You're here talking about the Broncos. They got that one win in the can already.
Yeah.
These guys are going through preseason. You get that first game out of the way. Now you're kind of into these dog days at camp.
Yeah.
What are these guys like Jordan kind of fighting through here?
You know, the thing about that particular game, we had to go out and win that ball game. Playing against these guys in the Super Bowl and then repeating that even in the preseason game, there was a lot of tension out there on the football field. And with Jordan, someone who's had experience, who had a chance to play for, I think, the Cleveland Browns for about 3 years. And he comes from a football background where his father coached, and he also has some other athletes in the family that played ball. He is primed to replace who we lost to New York as one of the new three amigos.
That's right.
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the Broncos, and you say we. How strong is that identification for you to this day? I mean, 2 decades since you last played for the Broncos.
You know, it's been a long time since I played with the Broncos, but when I came here, the first thing they asked me when they drafted me on the telephone was, would you be willing to move to Denver, Colorado? I thought about it, and I decided to make this my home because I wanted to play with the great John Elway, and I have a lot of injuries to prove it, and this is his year. This is about time for him to put it together. He's been putting all the pieces together, and now this offseason, bringing in some great defensive players, I think this is the year for us to win the big one.
That rookie year, 51 catches, 700-plus yards. Cody Latimer, rookie receiver here, who's just getting thrown into what, let's call it the Peyton Manning fire. You want to come in here and play, you got to learn how to play with Peyton Manning. As a rookie, what is he maybe coming to grips with here now, 18 days into camp, as he's got this one game behind him, and he has shown how well he can play?
Well, the good thing about being young and being in this league is having a quarterback with the experience as a Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Not only that, but he has Demaryius Thomas and other receivers that he can look to and learn different things from, even like Rod Smith did with myself when he was young.
Yeah.
But now he's coming to a position where he's not going to have too much pressure on him to be like a Jerry Rice type of receiver, but he can go out and just be a part of the team. And when Peyton has the confidence in him, and it's showing because he's making some big plays, it's just a matter of time before these guys start really putting a lot of points on the board like they did last year.
And that offense, of course, we all know it's pass intensive. As a former receiver, are you a little bit envious and jealous of the guys today that get to be in a pass-intensive offense like that?
You know, I have a chance to watch some of my highlights. I go on my YouTube, and I watch a couple highlights of myself catching the ball. But it wasn't like it is now where you have a Peyton Manning, and they're going to throw the ball the majority of the time, which is really awesome for the receivers because it gives them a chance to shine and preferably a chance to get into the Pro Bowl, and then they get to make that moolah when someone starts to offer them more money to go to another team. But it's about winning world championships, and I think John's put together the right team, the right chemistry to make that done.
You burn all that emotion a year ago getting to the Super Bowl, and then you spend the offseason, as you touched on, rebuilding to try and get back. Then you have to reload and find that energy to make that push again. The guys at Dove Valley have always said it's one day at a time, stack practices, stack meetings. How do you recharge and get it going when you know you got to win these games and start building towards home field advantage than the AFC West, than the AFC?
You know, honestly, I think it's tougher for the fans to have to come off of such an emotional loss in the Super Bowl. But the players understand how the game is. The people who run the organization understand exactly what they're trying to do to put together a team that's going to win a world championship. So I'm sure they had in mind that we may have some problems certain points of the time until we put together the nucleus of the team offensively, defensively, and special teams that we need to win a world championship. Now, of course, they're going to be thinking about the loss from last year, but actually they came out on a really high note by winning this last game, and these guys are primed to win a world championship for Denver. It's about time that we bring it back home again.
And even though you guys...
And Pat Bowlen deserves it.
Yes.
There you go.
That's right,
yes, he deserves another one. And even though you guys didn't win Super Bowl in your time, you made it back a year after losing it. What allowed that team to kind of come together and put that Super Bowl 21 loss behind it and get back to the mountaintop the next year?
You know, when you think about the NFL and you come here and now it's a job, you think about what NFL means. Yes, it's National Football League, but it also means not for long. So you're only as good as your last catch when you play in this league. So you want to come back and play every year the best you could. And obviously, I had a chance to go to 3 Super Bowls. Unfortunately, we lost all 3 of them. Then the year I decided to retire, they go win the big one. But I was a part of that because I was a part of the fabric of that team.
Speaking of fabric, you, Mark, Ricky, who puts down the most wings in a single sitting?
Who? You know what? Over here at Buffalo Wild Wings, I think I would be the one probably to eat the most wings, but I'm sure Ricky Natil, because he's kind of getting a little thick around the edges. We need to start working on some of that core exercise. No, all three of us would. Tell you what, if we had to have a contest, it would be a competition, just like it was when we played ball.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Well, we'll let you get to it right now. Thanks so much for joining us,
brother,
everyone.
Thank you.
That's Vance Johnson here live at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Highlands Ranch. We got one more segment left. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.